Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine proudly uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by our sponsors for the fourth annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. Our sponsors include Dr. Jalunda Clark, President of Wellness Medicine, Dr. Ventanae Nathan, owner of OBGYN Women's Specialists of Georgia PC, Dr. Mark Walker, Medical Director, Surgical Health Collective, Dr. Craig B. Williams, a specialist in orthodontics, Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips, the President of Decatur Pediatric Group, and the Law Office of Donald P. Edwards. This year, the summit will be held on Saturday, April 12th, at the magnificent Intercontinental Buckhead Hotel. Get your tickets now. We still have a few of them left at www.womenriseup.eventb.com. That's event B, like B as in bumblebee, EEE.com. Well, I'm sorry, it's two E's, eventb.com. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Miss Erica Hill about why date night still matters. My guest today is a native of Long Island, New York, by way of, Erica, is it Cabrera Heights?
It's Cambria Heights.
Okay, Cambria Heights, Queens. She holds 2 degrees, a Bachelor of Arts in Marketing from Clark Atlanta University, where she was class valedictorian, and a Master's degree in City and Regional Planning from Rutgers University. Today, she is co-founder of Great Date Deals, a website for couples and dating singles to find fun date activities at various price levels. We're so honored to have on the phone today a young lady who is truly on her way to doing great things in Metro Atlanta and one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network. Miss Erica Hill, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you, Spark Plug. I'm excited to be here.
What is all that crackling in the background, Erica?
I don't hear anything. I'm not sure.
You don't
sure
hear anything?
Okay. No, it's loud and clear on my end.
Oh, okay. I thought you were crunching up papers throughout my introduction. Okay. How are you today?
I'm excellent.
All right. Are you ready to talk about why date night still matters?
I certainly am.
Well, you know, you believe so much in date night, Erica, that you and your business partner created it, greatdatedeals.com. How did you get started?
Well, Sparkplug, it's really funny. You know, people say that your own pain point kind of provides inspiration for business ideas, and that was really the case with us. In late 2011, we had really started pushing hard for doing our date nights twice a month, and we alternated who would plan them. But what we found was it was taking both of us at least 30 to 45 minutes to find something to do. We were having to go to various different sites to try to figure out something, and for us, it was a competition. So each time, I obviously wanted to beat him in planning the date night, and we couldn't find a solution. So we felt like, well, if there's not a solution there, why don't we create it? I have a background in marketing, and my co-founder and partner, Trey Anders, has a background in IT. So putting our two brains together, we were able to found GreatDateDeals.com in February of 2012.
Beautiful. Well, what are your top most memorable great dates or date nights that you and Trey have shared in your time together so far?
Wow, that's a good question. So I would say the most memorable ones have been really action-packed. So in the last 2 years for my birthday, we've done some sort of extreme sport. So last year, I jumped out of an airplane. That was kind of our day together, me going skydiving and him videotaping me jumping out of the airplane.
Okay.
The year before that, we actually did zip lining together about an hour away out of Atlanta, and it pretty much was an entire day where we did zip lining, we had barbecue, we went to the movies, we actually watched a boxing match at a local bar. So it was a complete day of pretty much dating. And then I would say the really top most memorable, and I guess I'm patting myself on the back, is 1 year for his birthday, I actually had taken a cooking class, and I used the recipe that I found in the cooking class and created an in-home date night in our room, in the bedroom. So it ended up being kind of a restaurant in the bedroom. It was a candlelight dinner. He was completely surprised. I was able to coordinate it with some other folks in the house to make it work, but I thought that was, you know, pretty creative, as well as getting him a remote car of his favorite car, which was an Aston Martin. So I didn't have a large budget, but the point was to make it memorable, and I felt like I succeeded. He was very excited when he opened the door and saw all of that.
Well, it sounds like you have a great time doing all that kind of stuff. So what do you enjoy most about running an organization like Great Date Deals?
For me, it's about helping other couples and even people that are kind of on the dating scene really put the creativity and fun back into dating. I feel like nowadays it's become more like a job, and people are just trying to date because they feel like, you know, their clock is ticking and they need to get married, and they're losing sight of the fact that it should really be fun. It should be fun when you're going through the journey of finding, you know, your soulmate. And then once you've found them, it doesn't mean that you stop dating. I mean, my parents have been married for 51-plus years. They're still dating. They have a Sunday date. So for me, it's really inspiring and reminding people that you're dating for life. Regardless of where you are on that dating continuum, you still should be thinking about it as every new adventure should be something different, exciting, and really digging deep to use your creativity and not being so sold on. I have to spend a lot of money in order to have a great date or a date night. It's not based on money. It's really based on experience.
Wow. And going back to your parents, 51 years, congratulations goes out to them. What's their
thank
name?
You.
What's their name?
It's Kay and Norman Hill. They are from Germantown, Philly. They actually met in junior high. My mother used to hold my dad's watch when he arm wrestled. And from then on, they've been together.
Well, hopefully they have 51 more. How about that?
Exactly.
So what do you enjoy most about running? Well, I asked you that question, but what is the most frequently asked question? That's what I want to ask you. What's the most frequently asked question you get about Great Date Deals?
So the funny thing is the question that I get all the time is, can you help me find a date? So I have women and men come up to me, and when they hear greatdatedeals.com, they're like, oh, great, you know, this is the type of guy or girl I'm looking for. So when are you having another speed dating event? Or I know you have a database of, you know, great guys that I can go out on a date with. And unfortunately, I have to say, no, that's not really what we do. We partner with people that have mixers like Date Court Romance or other speed dating or matchmakers who can help you in that arena, but that's really not our lane. Our lane is helping you once you've kind of gotten the date. And in some cases, we do have mixers, like we did a mixology, which was sponsored by Svetka Vodka, where people were able to mix and mingle. And I got a lot of calls where people said, are there going to be some cute single guys there? And that was why they came, because in this environment, they were able to engage with people on a team because they wanted to win for being the best Svetka mixologist for the night.
Okay. Well, what's new with Great Date Deals right now?
So I'm really excited to announce that Great Date Deals is going to be formally launching our concierge service, which is called Great Date VIP. So while the greatdatedeals.com site will still exist and it's, you know, will be there for people to use, it'll be more focused on things that are $100 or less, so some things could be free. Our concierge are really focused on those people that are looking to spend a little bit more but are looking for a more customized experience. So I told you my parents have been married 51 years. So people that want to celebrate their bronze and silver anniversaries or birthdays, coming to us and telling us, you know, here's my budget, you know, getting some information about the couple and then being able to customize that experience based on both the amount they're willing to spend and the type of experience that they're looking to have. And we're kicking off, that's formally launching in June. And your listeners can stay tuned. There'll be some more information about the launch event.
All right. Now, let's get back to greatdatedeals.com. So,
okay.
And kind of walk us through it real quickly. People go to your site, they have a budget in mind, and then what happens after that?
So typically what happens is that people would visit our site, and because we're not only in Atlanta, we are in the major markets. They would pick the city that they're interested in looking for something. After picking the city, you can actually pick an experience. So it's really based on the person's interest I would say before you even look at the price point of, are you someone that's adventurous? Like I like to say, Trey and I like to do things that are in the sky, so up in the air. So zip lining, skydiving, hang gliding, those are going to be things we're going to look at. So there's kind of adventure sports. But then there are people that like to do things on the ground, which is perfectly fine. So for people like that, we have arts events, you know, spoken word. You can do canvas painting. We've done that at Stuart McLean Gallery. You can go to the food truck. I mean, there's Hallelujah, which happens once a month. There's play date. So it really is just based on the type of activity that you're looking to do and what kind of fits the personality of the two people or the one person for that matter. And then you can look at the price. But like I said, it ranges from free to, you know, right now, you know, probably up to $100. But a lot of the stuff that people are typically looking for is probably $10 to $20 at best. I mean, and then you can get a great deal for two people based on the arrangements we've made with some of our merchants.
Well, Erica, let me definitely take this time to congratulate you and Trey for coming up with such a novel and creative approach to dating and helping people bring some more excitement to their lives. And, you know, I read something probably 10 or 12 years ago. They found out that some kind of study that found that most people only experience 10 or 12 things in their entire lives. So with your great date deals and your great date deals VIP program, you're definitely helping people experience more than 10 or 12 things.
Yes, we're really excited to be doing that.
Well, what has been your greatest challenge as an entrepreneur building a company like yours online?
I would say the biggest challenge has really been work-life balance and then also navigating the whole online spectrum. Because Great Day Deals was launched around the height of the deal craze, so with the group bonds and the half-off depots, while it was an advantage on one hand because people were looking for deals, it's also been a challenge because we had to educate the consumer about exactly what our niche was, and that for us, it's beyond just the deal. We're really trying to make sure that you're having a great experience and you're really being a great dater, as we like to call it. And then on the merchant end, it was also having to educate them that we're not looking to take half of your money. I mean, it's not about that. We're a small business also. We're looking to really build local exposure for these great businesses and activities that are going on that don't necessarily get patronized as much because people don't know about them, and building long-term relationships so that, again, people are going to be dating for the rest of their life. So we want to make sure that the people that we've partnered with are kind of part of everybody's dating continuum, you know, as they progress through their life.
All right. Well, what is the best great date idea in Atlanta currently on your website?
I would say right now probably one of the best ones would be the indoor rock climbing. We did that actually at Atlanta Rocks. It's a lot of fun. I mean, even people that may feel like they're afraid of heights, it's just a fun experience, and it also involves teamwork because you have somebody at the bottom that is, you know, holding harness, and you know, it's very supportive. When we went, we had a couple of other couples, and we were rooting people on as they climbed the different walls. So it's a great way to engage. I mean, even if you're going on, you know, maybe your second date or even first date, it's a great conversation starter because we like to encourage people to do activities that increase dialogue versus minimize them, like going to the movies where you can't talk to somebody.
Yeah. Well, Erica, it sounds like you have lived an exciting life doing so many different activities on your dates. What hadn't you done? What are you looking forward to doing here in the next few weeks or in the very near future?
I would say my top three things that I haven't done but I definitely plan to do. One is horseback riding. That's something that I've always wanted to do, and I just haven't gotten the time, actually, to schedule it. The other is to do I want to go skiing. So I guess a winter sport, even though we're heading into the summer. And then I would say the third thing is I want to go snorkeling.
Okay. All right. All right. So there are some things out there you're still looking to do, so that's great.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Now, before we wrap up, just have a few more minutes left.
Okay.
What would you like to leave with our listeners regarding great date deals or great date deals VIP? What do you want to leave them with?
So I would just like to say to all of the listeners to really encourage you, if you aren't already, to set aside, I would say make it an appointment, like your dental appointment, a doctor appointment, to have date night. And then if you're someone that's on the single scene, I would make a concerted effort to go out and experiencing different things on your own, really stepping out of your comfort zone, and to use greatdatedeals.com as a resource. And then obviously after June, you'll be able to use Great Date VIP as your resource for more of those customized experiences that you want to have with that special someone. You can connect with us on social media at Great Date Deals, and you know, you can call us anytime. I'd love to help you plan a date or a date night at 404-551-5259.
Well, Erica, we mentioned in your introduction that you're one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network. Tell our listeners why you decided to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine.
Well, that one, I would say it's you, Spark Plug. The fact that I've had numerous conversations with you about your commitment to really supporting the growth of female entrepreneurs, it's just been really important to me for 2014. That's something that I'm really trying to focus on, even in the process of developing a small group to support other friends and people in my network that are looking to start businesses. And based on attending events last year, and I just feel like your consistent commitment to making sure I was aware of things that were going on in support of my businesses, to me it was a no-brainer at this point to say I need to be part of this network. Because he's committed to women and to me developing, so I want to, you know, take my businesses to the next level. So People You Need to Know is where I need to be.
All right. I like that. Consistent commitment. I like that. And we look forward to having you in the next magazine coming out September 1st. So now tell us one more time how our listeners can connect with you.
Sure. You can connect with me personally on Instagram at E_Liz1013, and then as well on Twitter, and Twitter is the same thing. And then, like I said, for Great Date Deals, it's at Great Date Deals. And, you know, you can certainly visit our website at greatdatedeals.com and leave reviews, and I would be happy to follow up with you personally to find out about experiences that you've either had or even suggestions that you have for dates that you have had that have been really great that you think we should add to our site.
Erica, would you be so kind as to give out your phone number one more time?
Sure. So you can reach Great Date Deals at 404-551-5259.
Miss Erica Hill, co-founder of GreatDateDeals.com, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you. Everybody have a great day.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners like Miss Erica Hill. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. If you're ready to enhance your business image, give us a call right now at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.